Now that brings us to the end of that chapter, and I want to move now into chapter 4. And we find here, again, he says, "Hear, ye children." And that includes, I think, all of the children, young and old, male and female. "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son." Now, Solomon wrote this. He's talking about his own father. And notice, "I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." Now, there are those that feel like that what you have here, that the father's heart was wrapped up in this boy Solomon. I don't see it like that. I think the historical books that tell us the life of David and Solomon reveal that Solomon was not the choice, the first choice of his father. And Solomon was not the one that I'm confident that David would have chosen. I don't think that this boy, brought up in the women's palace and brought up as more or less of a sissy. I've always felt Solomon was that type of a man. And he was a playboy. And David didn't have too much in common with him. But David gave him advice. And he may not have given it to him in a way that the boy would accept it. But he says, "I'm a father's son, but it was tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. It was my mother that really loved me and taught me." And he says, "He taught me also." I think David gave him a great deal of advice. And you remember when he was made king, David said to him, "Play the man." I don't think David felt he would play the man. But he taught him, and he said unto me, "Let thy heart retain my words, and keep my commandments and live." He said, "I've learned by experience that you better obey the Lord." And I think that probably David was not as kind in teaching this son as he probably could have been. As we've said before, I've never felt David was a success as a father. And that's been true of a great many men. But the unfortunate thing that the life of David was something that he could emulate. Now, I know there are those going to write in and say, "Yes, but look what David did. He did that before Solomon came along, and he didn't live like that." David turned from that type of a life altogether. Now let's move along, because he's now giving advice. Solomon is to a young man, and he's really laying it on the line. Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not, neither decline from the sayings of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Now wisdom here will be depicted as one who keeps a school, as she sent out her catalog. And the other one, the stranger woman, she's bidding for the interest of the young man also. And now wisdom is urging him to come to her school that he might be wise. And now Solomon is saying, "Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." And that, I think, is probably the difference today in men at the present time in relation to this matter of education and of knowledge and of learning. Do we love wisdom? Do we love the Word of God? The interesting thing is that human knowledge, as Pascal said, it must be understood to be loved, but divine knowledge must be loved to be understood. And so if you're going to understand the Word of God, there are several things you got to bring to it, and that's a love for the Word of God. And then you bring to it a mind that's willing to be taught, that the Spirit of God can open up the great truths to you. How important it is to see that.